Blog Talk Radio.
Amen, amen. Praise the Lord, for he is worthy to be praised. And I want to thank you for tuning in to Prophetic Corner Ministry. I am your host, Prophetess Martha William, coming to you live. Go ahead and text your neighbor, T-Bone, and tweet him. Hit them up on Facebook and let them know that it's going down here on today. I want to thank all my listeners on Radio Land. Glory to God. For this is the day that the Lord has made. Let us learn to rejoice and be glad that we're in it. We have so many things that we can be sad for. But, you know, rejoicing in the Lord always, again, I say rejoice in the Lord. It gives you the joy that you need. Glory to God. Amen. Well, we're going to go ahead. Amen. I'm going to open us up in prayer. If you desire prayer, I'm going to go ahead and let you press the one, and I will bring you in. You know, it's something when someone come forth with the word of God and give you an opportunity to go ahead and press the one and come in and get your prayer needs met. You know, he's still moving. He ain't lost. He ain't lost his flavor nor his savor. Good God Almighty. So I want you to press the one if you have a prayer request. Just give me the prayer request, where you're calling from, and then I will pray for you. You don't have to tell me your name. Glory to God. Because I know some say, well, you know, they're going to know who I am. If I need prayer, let them know who I am. Glory to God. Hallelujah. As long as I'm getting what I need, it don't even matter. We got to learn how to step outside of our parameter, step outside the box, forget about people. And just know that you need a direct communication with the Lord, a direct line with the Lord, and you need him to move right away. Glory to God. It doesn't matter what they think. It doesn't matter if they hear. They can go tell everybody. It does not matter. Glory to God. All I want is your prayer request. Don't put all your business out here. If you need more, then you can text me or notify me on Facebook, and I will get back with you and pray even the more. Well, nobody's raised their hand, so we'll go ahead and open us up in prayer. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh Lord God, we thank you, Lord, for yet another day, oh Lord, how you've spared us, oh God. Father God, we thank you that you made old death get back and behave in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you for your love, comfort, your peace that you have bestowed upon us, Lord, on this day, oh Lord, in the name of Jesus. You covered us while we slept. You covered us while we slumbered, Lord God. Father God, we pray, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, that those, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus that were caught in this hurricane, oh Lord, we pray, God, that you give them assistance. Don't let the assistance stop. Because, you know, sometimes man gets so far, and then they'll say they're out of this, out of that. But we know a God that's right on time, and he's a continuing God. He can continue to pour in everything that you need in the mighty name of Jesus. So, Father God, we pray right now, oh God, that, Lord God, every need is met, that it's a continuing thing till everyone has what they need in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we just thank you, Lord. We give you the glory, oh God. We praise your heavenly name on high, oh God, in the name of Jesus. Father God, we pray, Lord God, right now for everyone under the sound of my voice, that they hear your voice through my voice, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord, you said out of the belly shall flow rivers of living water, Lord God. Let the rivers of living water flow out on this day, Lord God, into the land, Lord God, so your people can hear it, so they can partake in the fruit, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Oh, my God, the fruit of the word of God as it comes forth, Lord, like fire shut up in my bones, in the mighty name of Jesus. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, and we cancel every trick of the enemy, Lord, that tries to stop them and distract them, Lord God, in the mighty name of Jesus, oh God. Father God, whether it's someone knocking at the door, whether it's another phone ringing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, we come against all those distractions, Lord God, as they come to hear the word of God, Lord, in the name of Jesus, and grab hold so they can have success wherever they go and whatever they do, Lord, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father God, we thank you. We give you glory. We give you honor. We praise your heavenly name on high. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. You know, God is so good, and he is worthy to be praised. Hallelujah. We're going to go right ahead, and we're going to get into the message on today. If you would, go ahead and turn with me to chapter 1 of 1 Kings. 1 Kings chapter 1, I'm going to be speaking on today, chapter 2. First Kings chapter 2, okay? Amen. First Kings chapter 2. You know, we did chapter 1 last week, you know, so he led me to do another one, another chapter. So we're going to rock with it. We're going to go with what he wants. It don't even matter what man wants. It's what God wants. When he wants to feed his people certain things, he'll use his teacher, preacher, minister, prophet. He'll use whomever he please. So we're going to go on with the flow and just let him do what he wants to do. Amen. I'm going to be reading from chapter 2. I'm going to start at the first verse. And the title of my message today is Be a Man. You know, we talked about, you know, King David was getting ready to pass over. Hallelujah. And how he, you know, was getting everything in order and, you know, how others was coming and they wanted to take over the kingdom before he died. The one thing about him, you know, Dad, you okay? Nah, none of that. Amen. And that's usually how it happens. This is real life. It doesn't just happen. It wasn't things that happened in the Bible. It happens now. You know, before, you know, even parents are gone, you know, children come to try to see what they can get. Oh, my God. Well, you okay, Mom? Can I rub your feet? Can I massage your arms? You okay, Dad? Can I help you any kind of way? You know, some don't, some will. But that's the thing. You make them comfortable. Hallelujah. Glory to God. My God. You know, it's not about inheriting what they want, what they got. Hallelujah. But it's you making sure that you've done what you had to do. And I say this because I see a lot of it. You know, if you've done what you had to do and was supposed to do, you wouldn't have to worry about nothing. You wouldn't have to worry about, you know, okay, I'm getting rid of, you know, all memories of them and all this. You got your memories. Hallelujah. If you did from day one all the way up to, you know, time, whatever God called them home. I know it seems like it's sad, but it's true. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And you'll be okay. You'll be at peace. He'll give you peace and he'll give you rest. Glory to God. Hallelujah. I speak to someone on this line, you know, rest. But you did what you were supposed to do. Just rest. Rest in him. You're okay. I know this ain't the word you came to hear, but he could just rest in me. You're all right now. It's okay. And they're all right now. He said, so just rest. God rest in me. You don't have to be bothered at night. You don't have to be turmoil and all at night, turning here, turning there. Can't rest. You're thinking about stuff you didn't do, you could have did, you should have did. Well, you did what you knew how to do. It's okay. So he said, find rest. Find peace in me. Hallelujah, says the Lord. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's get into our message on today. Be a man. That's what I'm talking about. Be a man. Hallelujah. Now, the days of David drew nigh that he should die. And he charged Solomon, his son, saying, I go the way of all the earth. Be thou strong, therefore, and show thyself a man. He was telling him, you're going to have to be a man. Because he was going to take on a role, hallelujah, that was going to cause him, oh, my God, to stand up and be a man. He couldn't be fragile in the place that God put him in. That's just like you can't be fragile in the ministry. Hallelujah. Yes, you know, I understand, you know, he said, but where we're weak at, he's strong. But you can't be fragile in the ministry. He said, stand up and be a man. Stand up and be a woman. Hallelujah. Oh, my God. When you began to pray, you asked God to even give you more strength. Oh, good God Almighty. Because that's what you need to carry on. You're going to need strength because, you know, in ministry, people will try to come against you. But see, right here, he was getting ready to take on the throne of King David. He said, listen, I'm telling you, hallelujah, show thyself a man. Let's move on to verse 3. And keep the charge of the Lord thy God to walk in his ways, to keep his statutes and his commandments and his judgments and his testimonies, as it is written in the law of Moses, that thou mayest prosper in all that thou do, and whithersoever thou turnest thyself. He was saying, wherever you go, you're going to prosper. Whatever you do, you'll prosper if you keep his commandments. Sometimes, you know, you fall outside of the commandment of God, and then you wonder what happened. Well, you ain't being prosperous. Well, you're out of his will. And he was telling them, you know, you do what he asked you to do and seek him and listen for his word and let him lead and he guide you and tell you what
he wants you to do. And stand up and be a man, and you're going to have to do what he say do. But I think it's so many times when people think about, you know, what they're going to say and what they're going to do and how they're going to react. No, he ain't going to send you to nobody going to tear you down, but he will send you somebody that will lift you up. You know, people nowadays, they don't want to lift people up, but they want to tear them down now. It don't take them long to do that. It don't take them long to come against them. Hallelujah. But in order to lift them up, hallelujah, it don't happen very often. You know, you need to go back to the cross, to the foot of the cross, hallelujah, and tell God to get that stuff out of you. Because, you know, we're here, all one, we're all, amen, glory to God, supposed to help us one to another, not to tear nobody down, but to lift them up, hallelujah. And if it's something that's going on in your mind and it's not right and you know it ain't right and you know you do stuff that ain't right, then take it to the cross. Because that's the only one that's going to help you, hallelujah, to get delivered. And that's the cross, hallelujah. You know, they used to sing a song. I'm reminded of it, down at the cross where Jesus shed his blood. Hallelujah. My God. So take it to the cross. Hallelujah. Let's move on. That the Lord may continue his word, which he spake concerning me, saying, if thy children take heed to their way, to walk before me in truth with all their heart and with all their soul, there shall not fail thee, said he, a man of the throne of Israel. He was saying, he told David, he made a promise. You know, if they listen and they walk with me, there will always be a king. There will always be someone in his family to reign. Ah, don't you know, amen, you're not just setting an example for yourself. You're setting an example for your children and your children's children. So, you know, a lot of what our fathers and mothers lived, hallelujah, we're reaping it on this side, our uncles, our grandmas and granddaddy and all those different people who prayed for us. Now we're reaping it, hallelujah, glory to God. I know, you know, a long time ago, I always say this, and, you know, when I was out there building up, doing whatever you want to do, you know how you do it, hallelujah. My God, hallelujah. And then one of my other siblings, you know, I mean, I remember they went to my father and they said, Dad, you know what, I want to be a Christian. I remember them going to him and I was standing in the door and I'm listening at them talking to him, saying, you know, Dad, I want to be a Christian. And he began to speak to them, and he began to tell them what they need to do and how they need to do. And they had the Bible in their hand, and as he was beginning to tell them, I didn't say nothing about it. I was just standing there listening, okay? Glory to God. Hallelujah. But who's to say that it brought me to a point of where I am now? Because I think about that when he told her, this is what you need to do. Hallelujah. And she did that, and she became really great, hallelujah, at walking and knowing God's word and praying and seeking his word and seeking him for everything that she needed. Hallelujah. And I remember that like it was just yesterday. That's what I'm talking about, as he was telling us what to do and how to do and what you need to do and what you're going to have to stop doing. He would begin to tell us. So that's what it is. You see, that's what you are. You are setting an example for your children's children, your grandchildren. Hallelujah. Your great-grandchildren. Ah, my God, my God. So whatever you set here, it's going to go ahead and flow over into their life. So make sure you're setting good examples. Let's move on to verse 5.
Moreover, thou knowest also what Joab, the son of Zeruiah, did to me. Okay, and he was telling him, he was setting him up and telling him everything that was going on, you know, trying to get it all out because he knew his time was short. But he was setting Solomon up and he was getting him in place and letting him know this, that, who would come against him, because he didn't kill all his enemies before he passed over. Hallelujah. You'll see that in just a few minutes. So he was setting him up, huh? But he was letting him know you got to be a man. And I'm going to tell you now, you've got to be a woman. You got to stand up. Hallelujah. You know, so many times, even so, you know, you go in places and churches and you know, there's a, well, you know, we don't, you know, there's no women preachers. And, you know, what difference do it make? And my Bible said God use whoever he want to use. Hallelujah. If he want to use a dog, he use a dog. If he want to use a donkey, he use a donkey. If he want to use a child, he'll use a child.
So he can say he can do whatever he wants to. Hallelujah. Yeah, like that's why that word calls. Many are called, but few are chosen. Ah, my God. Let's move on. And what he did to the two captives of the host of Israel, unto Abner and the son of Ner, and to Amashah, the son of Jether, whom he slew and shed the blood of war in peace, and put the blood of war upon his girdle. That was about his loins and his shoes that were on his feet. In other words, he killed these men, and they were good men of David, but he did it in the time of peace because he thought he could tell David what to do. He was there working for him, but he thought he could just tell him what to do. Let me go ahead and set the stage right here. Now, this was David's sister's son. So in other words, this was David's nephew, okay? You see how sometimes I'm reading in the Bible, hallelujah, how family will come into a place where they shouldn't be and doing stuff that they shouldn't be doing. You know, we are living in a time now where you better go to God. You better take it to the Lord in prayer. Hallelujah. You better ask him every step of the way, Lord, am I doing right? Am I doing wrong? Am I coming against my brother? Am I coming against my sister? Am I coming against my father, my mother, my grandchildren, or whatever am I doing, Lord God? Because I don't want to leave this legacy here and make things bad for them. You got to ask him. Sometimes you're afraid to ask him. They say, well, you know what? I don't know. I can't hear from God. Well, you know what? He hears you. And guess what he'll do? He'll send somebody back, amen, with that very same word, hallelujah, that you spoke to him. And he will give you confirmation and tell you what the Lord said about it. And he'll show up in songs. He'll show up in music. He'll do all that. I say music too also because I've been there, hallelujah. And he shows up in music for me. I remember one song played over and over. It's a song, I lost my job after 14 years, and it left me living in fear, hallelujah. It just kept coming up. Every night I went home, that song played. Every day I got in the car, that song played. Every time I turned around, that song played. But guess what? When the place where I worked at, it shut down. So I knew then, you know, that he was telling me what to do. And he told me, I want you to go and I want you to buy this message that was recorded, hallelujah, at the church that you went to. And I'm going to tell you who to give it to. So I went and I told him to make me all these cassettes. Talking back then, you know, they were doing cassettes. I know now they do CDs, amen, but that was then. They were doing cassettes. Nah, I ain't telling my age, hallelujah, glory to God, my God. But this is what they did. They made them for me, and I said, Lord, okay, now, who to give them to? And he told me, each and every person, who to give them to. And I did just that. So you see, he will come to you in a song. If you are listening, and you got the Spirit of the living God on inside, you got to come here. Speak to you wherever you are and whatever you're doing. He'll tell you, you need to go. You need to get out of there. Or he'll tell you, don't stop at that. You don't need to stop right there at that store. You need to keep it going. Keep it moving. Let's move on to verse 6. Do therefore according to thy wisdom, and let not his forehead go down to the grave in peace. He was telling him, you do what's good for you, but don't let him be in peace because of what he did to me. He did. He killed some innocent people, and he did this in the time of peace. But see, he thought he knew more, amen, than the king, and he going to go and take it upon himself to kill these people in the time of peace. In other words, when everything had kind of quieted down, he going to go and stir up some stuff. Ain't that something? My God. Don't ever think you know more than those who are over you because you don't. If you learn to listen, learn to pray, learn to listen, they can tell you some stuff that'll keep you from falling. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 7. But show kindness unto the son of Barzillai and the Gibeonites, and let them be of those that eat at thy table. For so they came to me when I fled because of Absalom, thy brother. And behold, thou hast with thee Shimeon, the son of Gera, a Benjaminite of Bahurim, which cursed me with a grievous curse in the day when I went to Mahanaim, but he came down to meet me at Jordan, and I swear to him by the Lord, saying, I will not put thee to death,
with the sword. See, he swore to him that he wouldn't kill him because he was some kid to him. And he just swore that he wouldn't kill him. He was telling Solomon and getting Solomon lined up, letting him know who was what was doing what. Because Solomon was going to have to make some hard choices. He was going to have to, hey, that's why he was telling him, you're going to have to be a man. You got the man up. You're going to sit on this throne. You got the man up. If you're going to be in ministry, you're going to have to man up. You're going to have to woman up if you're going to be in ministry. Everything people say, you can't be fragile. You may be like that when you start off, but as you grow in ministry, you can't be like that. Glory to God. Some things you just going to have to walk away from. Don't even allow them to talk crazy to you. Just walk away. Some things you don't even have to address. Just learn how to walk away. That's what you do. You know, there's a walk-away spirit, and that's a good spirit. Because everything you don't have to address. Some people think they have to address everything and what people say and how they act. No, you don't have to address everything. Sometimes there is stuff that you have to address. Yes, but there are some times you just have to just walk away. Say, Lord, don't hold it to the charge because they don't know what they do. They don't know that they're messing with a prophet. They don't know that they're messing with an apostle. They don't know that they're talking about a pastor. They don't know that they're talking about an elder. They don't know that they're messing with a minister. So, Lord, just don't hold it to their charge because they don't know what they're doing. Let's move on. Now, therefore, hold him not guiltless. He was saying he's still guilty. He ain't guiltless because he did do this. For thou art a wise man and knowest what thou oughtest to do unto him. But his forehead bring thou down to the grave with blood. He was telling him, he said, you're going to have to bring him down because he knew. And whatever he did to him, and he was trying to override what David was doing and override David as being king and going to take it upon himself to do stuff, amen. So he was telling him, no, you're going to have to take him down. So you're going to have to be a man. Get ready, man up. Glory to God. So David slept with his fathers after he told him all this and all he needed to do and how he was going to have to take care of those that was, you know, had done came against David. They were still there. They were still, David didn't kill them. He didn't kill them all. But he had gotten old and everything, you know, so he didn't kill them all. The rest of them were going to leave for, he left for Solomon to deal with. But he was going to take the throne as being king. Let's read verse 11. And the days that David reigned over Israel were 40 years. 7 years reign in Hebron, and 33 years reign he in Jerusalem. Then sat Solomon upon the throne of David his father, and his kingdom was established greatly. Hallelujah. Let's read on to verse 13. And Adonijah, the son of Haggith, came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon. See, he told him over here in chapter 1, you know, I'm going to let you go, but don't stir up no stuff. He told him, don't be stirred up in that, okay? Because if you do, I'm coming to get you. And he had already told him, you know, sit. He said, chill, don't do nothing. Because you know that wasn't going to work. Hallelujah. Let's see what he said here. Glory to God. Adonijah, the son of Haggith, came to Bathsheba, the mother of Solomon, and he said, cometh thou peacefully? She said, cometh thou peacefully? And he said, peacefully. She said, all right, now you come peacefully, okay? He said, moreover, I have something to say unto thee. And she said, say on. What's the problem? Verse 15, and he said, thou knowest that the kingdom was mine, and that all Israel set their faces on me, that I should reign. How about the kingdom is turned about and is become my brother? For it was his from the Lord. Okay, now hear what he's saying. Let me tell you what he's saying here. He said, how about, he said, now you know that was my kingdom. It should have been mine. I should have been king anyway. Now see, he's stirring up something now, right? Okay, he said, but he said that, you know, the Lord had, David said the Lord had told him to give it to Solomon, you know, give Solomon king. That's what he was saying, but you know it was mine in the beginning. Now see there, he had already told him, come and act right. He said, I'm not going to hurt you. I'm going to let you go, but if you stir up something, I'm going to get you. He had already told him. He had already gave him forewarning. Don't do it. Don't do it, and don't do it. See, warning always comes before destruction. You see, Solomon was a peaceful man. Hallelujah. His brother, on the other hand, he was a something else kind of man. He wanted what he want. And when he couldn't get what he want, then he going to go and cry to mom, okay? Say, mom, hold up. Now, hold up. Let me ask you a question. He going to send her over to ask Solomon. Let's see what he asks. And now I ask one petition of thee. Deny me not. And she said unto him, say on. And he said, speak, I pray thee, unto Solomon the king, for he will not say thee nay, that he gives me Abishag the Shulamite to wife. Now, see right now, he already contemplating and stirring up stuff. Now, he want to go over there and get Abishag. They said Abishag was, in the Bible, it says she was beautiful. But they said Adonijah, he was a good-looking man, too. Hallelujah, glory to God. I read another translation. He was good-looking, too, also. But he wanted to go over there and tell her to go over there and tell him. But he knew he wasn't going over there telling him. But he knew what was going to happen if he go tell him. So he going to send somebody else to do his dirty work. Isn't that just like people? Hallelujah. They'll send somebody else. Listen, you know what you need to do. Now, you go tell them. You go tell them this. Don't do it. Tell them to go tell them. You go tell them. That's what you do. And see what reaction you get. That's what you do. Don't ever try to tell someone else to go and do your dirty work. Hallelujah. And then you know what's going to happen. They're going to come against you instead of coming against them. You see right here, then he's going to get him the girl to go over there and tell Solomon to give Abishag to him, which Abishag was one of David's, I say concubines. I don't think he married her, but she was just brought in to keep him warm and to minister to him. No, they did not. They were just there. She was just keeping him warm, rubbing his feet, putting some socks on it, because he was old anyway, and he was through, okay? Glory to God. It was nothing going on there. I'm going to use proper pronunciation, not nothing, okay? It was just for her to minister to him, to see about him and take care of him in his old age. That's all it was. It was nothing else, nothing else. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Because when she laid there with him, hallelujah, she was a virgin. She laid there with him, but nothing happened, nothing. Hallelujah. Like I said on last week, you can't miss what you ain't never had. Y'all going to figure that one out right there in a while. Glory to God. Let's move on to verse 18. And Bathsheba said, well, I will speak for thee unto the king. Bathsheba therefore went unto King Solomon to speak unto him for Adonijah, and the king rose up to meet her and bowed himself unto her and sat down on his throne and caused a seat to be set for the king's mother. And she sat on his right hand. See, he respected her, you know. It didn't have, I know some say, well, why did they make Solomon king, you know, and after what happened? But understand, he didn't have nothing to do with that. The sin wasn't in Solomon. The sin was in what happened. Huh? That was the sin. Solomon didn't cause it to happen. He had nothing to do with it. He wasn't even here yet. Okay, so you can't blame it on poor Solomon. All he did was stay in his place and calm and cool and collective. And look what God did. He elevated him. Stay in your place and watch God elevate you. Don't try to be something you're not. Don't try to be a prophet and you're not. Don't try to be an apostle and you're not. You don't know what, and don't try to be an evangelist if you're not. Because you don't know what those people, but some kind of people try to mimic other people. But you know what? You don't know what they had to do to go through, to get where they are. You don't know what they went through, hallelujah, to get where they are. So you don't want all that sometimes. You just wait and hold up, let God build you up to where he wants you to be, and then he'll slide you in that place. And you know what? It'll be smooth as silk. It'll be as smooth as bump. You won't have to worry about all the humps, lumps, and bumps. Let's move on to verse 20. Then he said, I desire one small petition of thee. I pray thee, save me, not nay. And the king said unto her, ask on, my mother, for I will not save thee nay. You know, he didn't know what she was going to ask. So you know, this thing, if he knew what she was going to ask, he probably would have told her from the beginning, nah, that ain't going to happen. And he said, let Abishag the Shulamite be given to Adonijah, thy brother's wife. Isn't that something? Oh, my goodness. She going to ask Solomon to give Abishag to Adonijah. And he knew what he was doing when he told her to go do it, because he knew what would have happened if he would have asked. So that's why he didn't go ask, because he had already told him, you stir up something, I'm going to get you, okay? Let's move on to verse 22. And King Solomon answered and said unto his mother, and why doest thou ask Abishag the Shulamite for Adonijah? Ask for him the kingdom also, for he is mine elder brother, even for him, and for Abithar the priest, and Joab the son of Zur. He was saying, all these right here that I just told you, these people were following Adonijah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. They were following him. They were not following Solomon. They were following him. They were David. They really were David's enemies. And that's what David was telling them. He said, you got to man up because they're coming. And you're going to have to go ahead, amen, and make sure that you settle that thing because they're going to try all kinds of stuff. Who's to say that they didn't all get together and say, well, won't you go and ask him for Abishag? Oh, my God. And tell your mom to go and ask for you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. You see how they all got together and want to do some things that weren't right and wasn't godly? But that's all right. Solomon had to manned up. He was ready. Hallelujah. Then King Solomon swear by the Lord, saying, God, do so to me. And more also, if Adonijah has not spoken this word against his own life. He was saying he spoke this word now against his own life. So it's time. I'm going to show him who was really king. Hallelujah. But he had already told him, don't do that. Don't do it. Don't stir up nothing. Well, he should have just been quiet. You think about it. He probably could. If it says in the Bible that he was, you know, good looking, he could have had any woman he wanted. I'm sure. Hallelujah. But he wanted Abishag. He just wanted her. But, you know, sometimes you got to be careful about wanting what you want because it'll get you in trouble. Let's move on to verse 24. Now, therefore, as the Lord liveth, which hath established me and set me on this throne of David, my father, and who hath made me an house, as he promised, Adonijah shall be put to death this day. He said he going to be put to death this day because Solomon already knew where this was headed. So he going to go ahead and just take him on out. It's his brother. Yes, it was. But he's just going to go ahead because, see, that was something that he wouldn't have to worry, about because he was stirring up trouble there. And just think about it. He was going to probably stir up trouble later. And he was going to try to get his mom involved. And that's the thing about it. Just be careful how you get people involved in your mess. Let's move on. You know, there's something going on in you and there's something you don't like and things are happening. And then you're going to go and you're going to try to get somebody else. Well, you know, they did this and they did that and she did this and he did that. And you're going to try to get somebody else involved in your mess. Well, all of you are going down. So I'm telling you, don't do it. Let's move on to verse 25. And King Solomon sent by the hand of Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, and he fell upon him that he died. See? Let's move on to verse 26. He went ahead and he told him, take him out. And he went on and he died. Let's move on to verse 26. And unto Abithar the priest said the king, get thee to Anarah unto thine own fields, for thou art worthy of death. But I will not at this time put thee to death, because thou bearest the ark of the Lord God before David my father, and because thou hast been afflicted in all wherein my father was afflicted. So he was telling him, he said, I'm not going to kill you at this time. But his father told him, don't let it pass, because he knew that they're going to be acting crazy. They're going to be up to some stuff. You know, when you go in ministry or if God even elevates you, get ready, because, you know, the demons are coming. The devil is coming. He's cunning. When you get something, he going to come, he coming, and he going to use people. Look right here in the Bible what he's using. Hallelujah. He was using these people right here, even his own brother, against Solomon. Ah, my God, my God. They were working together because they had the same spirit. I've always heard them say, birds of a feather flock together, and that's what they did. They didn't like it. Because Solomon was an upright man, and he was a peaceful man, and they know he was going to do things right. And see, if Adonijah the guy, there's no telling where they would have been, hallelujah. They might have been already pushing up daisies or somewhere digging ditches, and it wouldn't have took them long, hallelujah. Glory to God. So just be careful. Oh, my God, my God. Verse 27. So Solomon thrust out Abner from being priest unto the Lord. that he might fulfill the word of the Lord, which he spoke concerning Eli in Shiloh. You know, when that right there, that's when he was telling them, you know, how Eli, none of Eli's people in his, I'll say his descendants will grow old because of what they were doing. Remember, they was back in the church and they doing everything they wanted to do and everything they were big enough to do, and Eli didn't correct them. So he was saying that there wouldn't be another one. All Eli's descendants, that's what I say. See how they put a curse on this on each generation. Hallelujah. That's what happened. They did. But, you know, generation curses can be broken. Once you get into Christ Jesus, they can. But when the Lord speak it, you got to be careful about that. Be careful. Hallelujah. But look what he told Eli. He said, none of your descendants of Eli's family will grow old. Okay? And he was one of them, you know, in Eli's family. So let's see what happens here. Then tidings came to Joab, for Joab had turned after Adonijah, though he turned not after Absalom. And Joab fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord and caught hold of the horns of the altar. See, he knew he was going to go out too. He's going to get ready to get rid of him too. He was going to get rid of everybody because everything that was blocking him, you know, because when he sat on that throne, he was going to have so much that he was going to have to do. He didn't have time to be worried about trying to fight them, and they were there, you know, right there under his kingdom. He didn't have time to fight all them. So his dad had already told him, you're going to have to man up, because you're going to have to get some stumbling blocks out of your way. You're going to have to move them over to another place. Oh, my God, hallelujah. And that's what he had to do. He had to do what he had to do. And it was told King Solomon that Joab was fled unto the tabernacle of the Lord. And behold, he is by the altar. Then Solomon sent Benaniah to the son of Jehoiada, saying, go, fall upon him. And Benaniah came to the tabernacle of the Lord and said unto him, thus saith the king, come forth. They were calling them out because they said whenever they was in there, and they would grab hold to the horns at the altar, that was a safe haven, that was a safe place for them. And that's why they would go and grab hold. And he said, nay, but I will die here. And Benaniah brought the king's sword again, saying, thus said Joab, and thus he answered me. And the king said unto him, do as he hath said, and fall upon him and bury him, that thou mayest take away the innocent blood which Joab shed from me and from the house of my father. In other words, he was telling him, he told him, he said, no, I'm going to die right here. You can kill, if you're going to kill me here. You know, he thought that was a safe haven, a place for him, but it wasn't, because guess what? And Solomon had to do what he had to do. He had to take care of business. So what he did was, let's read it right here. And the Lord shall return his blood upon his own head, who fell upon two men more righteous and better than he, and slew them with the sword, my father David, not knowing thereof, to wit, Abner the son of Ner, captain of the host of Israel, and Amasa the son of Jether, captain of the host of Judah. See, these men were upright. They were good men. And he killed them anyway. He killed them in a time of peace, but they were peaceful men. They were good men. And he killed them anyway. Hallelujah. Now, he thought he was going to get away with that. He got away with it with David, but he wasn't going to get away with it with Solomon. But David had already told him what was going on. See, they didn't think he had told him, but yeah, he told him what was going on, and he told him, you're going to have to man up because there's some things you've got to do. And I tell you today, you're going to have to man up. You're going to have to woman up. But there's some things God got for you to do, and you've got to have some strength. And that's why we say study to show thyself approved, hallelujah. You have to read, and you have to meditate. You have to understand what he's saying, and you have to read two or three different translations to get your understanding, and you pray over the word, and you ask the Lord, Lord, what are you saying? I quite don't get it, you know, and you might have to read it again and read it again. It don't matter how many times you got to read it, as long as you understand what he's saying in these last and evil days. So when you come before his people, then you can present the word of God as he has given it unto you. Hallelujah. Let's move on to verse 33. Their blood shall therefore return upon the head of Joab and upon the head of his seed forever. But upon David and upon his seed and upon his house and upon his throne shall there be peace forever from the Lord. So he was telling them all that you done did. You can get ready because all that going to return to you.
when he did all those things and killed those innocent men, he thought he knew more than David. So he was going to go ahead and take them out. Now, understand, he didn't even ask David, but David didn't even know he had killed. He didn't even know. And he just going to go ahead and kill them, just take them on out. Isn't that something, you know? I say he killed them actually with his sword. And, you know, people kill people with their mouth because their mouth is their sword, because it will cut you whenever they say stuff. Sometimes people say stuff to other people. They say, well, you know what? Well, you missed that one. You missed that one. Or you missed. Don't worry about it. If there's a mistake being made, you know, you got good leaders. They will come and they will help you, and they'll tell you, well, this is what you need to do next time. Just do it a little differently and do it like this. And you say, okay, I didn't see it that way, but I thank you for that. And go on, hallelujah. It's not that they're trying to tear you down. I don't know who this is for, amen, but we rock the boat, listen, write it down, do whatever you got to do. He's real, he's living, amen, and he hears me. Glory to God. But just do whatever it is you got to do. Take it, hallelujah. And then that way, you know, whenever next time you can correct yourself and get it right. And said, okay, well, I understand what you're saying. And, you know, I appreciate it because I didn't see it like that. Hallelujah. Let's read this right here, verse 34. So Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, went up and fell upon him and slew him, and he was buried in his own house in the wilderness. Verse 35, and the king put Benaiah, the son of Jehoiada, in his room over the host, and Zadok the priest did the king put in the room of Abiathar. See, he put all those that was doing stuff to Solomon, that did stuff to David, Solomon was taking them right on out. He wasn't playing with them because he had to. He had to do what he had to do. David already gave him. He had already gave him the charge. God had already gave him the charge. You know, you're king now. So there's some things you're going to have to do. And you can't be scared. There's some things as being in ministry you're going to have to do. You're going to have to man up. You're going to have to learn how to pray for people. You can't be scared in this time. You know, if you ask God, you see you got a relationship with him. And if you ask the Lord, Lord, what do I need to pray for this person? What do I need to say to this person? He'll lead you. He'll guide you. I remember, amen, there was this girl, and she was pregnant. Hallelujah. And the Lord was telling me, is this what I want you to do? I want you to lay hands. I said, lay what? Do what? Who? Hallelujah. I said, are you talking to me? You know, hallelujah. He said, because he told me and explained to me the things that was going on. And if I didn't do that, then that thing was going to happen. So I didn't want to, hallelujah, be disobedient. And so I said, Lord, now you got to help me with this. Okay. But I did. I went to him and I told him. I said, listen, this is what the Lord told me, hallelujah, that I have to do. I said, are you okay with it? Are you comfortable with it? Hallelujah. And so I did. And so the child turned out good, hallelujah. Everything turned out fine and well. But see, that's why you have to know that you know that you know. You know, sometimes he'll give you stuff to do, but he already done made the way, because he could have said no. Hallelujah. Because let me help you out. It's one of them that really don't even believe, really. And so they don't know what they believe. But he was sending me to somebody who said they don't even know if they believe in God or not. I said, what? Okay. But anyway, let's move on. 36, and the king sent and called for Shimei, and said unto him, build thee an house in Jerusalem, and dwell there, and go not forth since any weather. Verse 37, for it shall be that on the day thou goest out and passest over the brook of Kidron, thou shalt know for certain that thou shalt surely die. Thy blood shall be upon thine own head. He was telling, don't you go, build your house, you get in it, you stay there. That's what he was saying. He said, don't go nowhere. He gave him specific instructions not to go outside that perimeter. He was telling him, because if you do, you're going to surely die. See, Solomon had to man up because they were that man. They had them in acting up. See, that's what I'm telling you. You got to learn how to man up. You got to learn how to woman up. Hallelujah. And know that you know that you know. Hallelujah. Know that you know that he going to take care of everything. You know,
One can chase 1,000. Two can chase 10,000. If you know someone who can help you pray, then what you need to do, contact them. For real, for real. You ain't got to tell them all your business. Say, I need you to go before the Lord and help me to pray and see what he have you to pray for me. You can do it like that. Sometimes you got to tell them, hallelujah, I need you to pray because my finances jacked up. I need you to pray because my husband acting up. I need you to pray because my children, they ain't got no act right about them. I need you to pray because I'm having trouble on my job. I need you to pray because I don't know. I can't shake this thing loose. Every time I turn around, it's bothering me. Glory to God. So that's what you got to do. My God. Let's go to verse 38. And Shimei said unto the king, the saying is good. And my word the king has said, so will thy servant do. And Shimei dwelt in Jerusalem many days. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years that two of the servants of Shimei ran away. But now listen, he done told him, don't go nowhere. He said, you stay right where you are. He said, do not go outside. I'm telling you. You know, the Lord will tell you, don't do it, don't do it, and don't do it. Some say, well, I don't know if it's him or not. Well, you know, if it's something sinful, then you don't do it. You know, hallelujah. Glory to God. Because you know, now, if he's telling you to give someone some money, you know, and they may be having a hard time, I use that because, you know, that's what people are saying they need. But you know what? You need Jesus, hallelujah, and the money will come. If you got him, then all the other stuff he'll add to you. You pay your tithes and your offering, and you do what you're supposed to do in the house of the Lord, then he'll add all that other stuff, hallelujah. You won't have to be worried about it. You won't have to stay up all night wondering if I can get money to pay the light bill. You won't worry and be looking out of the window saying, oh, Lord, my car payment behind, my bills are behind here, and looking out of the window saying, I hope they ain't coming to pick me up. Not this week. Glory to God. Hallelujah. But if you do whatever it is you're supposed to do, then he's going to take care of it. He'll let you know what you can do and how to do it. Yeah, we serve an awesome God. I don't know why people think that we don't. We serve a God that's more than enough. We serve a God that's never late. He's right on time. Hallelujah. Glory to God. He'll fix it every time. Let's move on. Okay, glory to God. And it came to pass at the end of 3 years, let me read this again, that two of his servants, Shimei, ran away unto a Kash, son of Machetoth, king of Gath. And they told Shimei, saying, behold, the servants be in Gath. So they told him what the servants were. So now do you think he going to leave? He shouldn't have, because he told him, don't go nowhere. Don't go nowhere. You stay at that house right there. Don't leave. Let's move verse 40. And Shimei arose and saddled his ass and went to Gath, to Achish, to seek his servants. And Shimei went and brought his servants from Gath. Now, he told him not to go. He didn't even go to him to get permission. He didn't do none of that. He just went on where he wanted to go with his happy self. He should have waited. He should have just went to him and said, look, okay, my servants have ran away. Is there any way I can go and get them, or would you allow me to? But no, that just goes to show. See, think about it. Solomon was trying him to see what he was going to do, if he would obey. He didn't obey the little thing. So understand, he was through. And it was told to Solomon that Shimei had gone from Jerusalem to Gath and was come again. And the king sat and called for Shimei and said unto him, did I not make thee to swear by the Lord and protest it unto thee, saying, how far a certain on the day thou goest out and walketh abroad, any weather thou shalt surely die. Now he said, didn't I tell you that? He told him that. But apparently he didn't hear him. And thou saidest unto me, the word that I have heard is good. Instead of him just go ahead and killing him right there, he said, okay. He said, that's good. I won't do it. Let's move on down to verse 43. I want to try to finish. Why then hast thou not kept the oath of the Lord and the commandment that I have charged thee with? The king said, moreover, to Shimei, Thou knowest all the wickedness which thine heart is prone to that thou didst to David my father. Therefore the Lord shall return thy wickedness upon thine own head. And King Solomon shall be blessed, and the throne of David shall be established before the Lord forever. So the king commanded Benaniah, the son of Jehoiada, which went out and fell upon him, that he died. And the kingdom was established in the hands of Solomon. See, right then, Solomon gave him a chance. He gave him a chance to be still. He said, don't do it. Do not go outside. I'm telling you, don't do it. Because if you do, you're going to surely die. And what did he say? Okay, good. Okay, Lord said, listen, okay? I'm telling you, don't steal your tithes. If you do, you're going to always be in a bag. You're going to be like a bucket with a hole in it. Everything you put in it is going to go out the bottom. Hallelujah. You ain't going to have no substance. You ain't going to have no bottom to hold on to. You ain't going to have nothing. You can't call and say, well, Lord, I paid my tithes. I paid my offering, Lord. And so now, Lord, I need, Lord God. See, you can't even open up and say that because you didn't do it. Hallelujah. And that's what he was telling them. See, he said, you told me it was good, so why didn't you stay in your place? You didn't do it like I told you to. Okay? I told you to give, amen, $100 over there, but you didn't get it. Ah, my God, okay? Hallelujah. Well, Lord, you know I ran short. No, he ain't going to ask you to do nothing that you ain't got. He ain't going to ask you to give if you ain't got it. He's not going to do that. Understand. When Solomon was telling him to stay in his place, God would also tell you, okay, stay in your place. I need you to stay in your place, stay in your lane, do your ministry, do what I'm calling you to do. Don't get over there in another man's ministry. Don't do what you want to do. Do what I'm telling you to do. Because if you surely do, then you're going to die spiritually. I'm calling you up to a higher calling, a higher place than me. But you can't go there because you're stuck. Oh, good God Almighty. I don't know who that is, amen, but you're stubborn. And that's why your stubbornness hadn't brought you the things that you had been praying for. Lord, I want to be able to see you more. I want to be able, Lord God, to understand this word more. He said your stubbornness. That's why you're stubborn. Hallelujah. Your stubbornness is taking you nowhere. My God. Your pridefulness is taking you nowhere. That's why you hadn't went any further. Oh, glory to God. So I encourage you on today, hallelujah, to let it go and ask the Lord to get it out of you. Hallelujah. That's why he said we are to seek him daily and ask God to, you know, create in us a clean heart and renew in us a right spirit so, you know, he can go in those places that he wants us to go and go higher in his word and do his will and seek his understanding even the more. Hallelujah. Glory to God. That's why. You haven't gotten, amen, the ministry that you wanted because you're stubborn. Your stubbornness, your pridefulness. Hallelujah. You can't know everything on here. Nobody knows everything. He said the secret things belong to the Lord. It's him. If he reveals them to us, he will if we ask. It's certain things that he got to tell us. Some things he don't have to tell us, and he don't tell us everything. But there are certain things he got to tell us. So understand, hallelujah, you got to ask him to help you, to clean you, to make sure that you're hearing what he's saying and what he wants you to do and where he wants you to go and who he wants you to talk to. Because there are many that need a word from the Lord. There are many that need the salvation. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Ah, my God, my God. Be a man. Be a man. Be a man. Be a man. And I say, be a woman, be a woman, be a woman. Glory to God. Amen. I'm going to go ahead and give the announcements. Amen. Hallelujah. If you missed it yesterday, Saturday, Faith Come By Hearing, Elder Evangelist Bertha asked you, you missed the awesome word on yesterday. She came out like fire. I said, good God Almighty. Listen at that. Man, she set that line on fire yesterday. Good God Almighty. You missed it. You can go back and hear it, but it's nothing like getting it firsthand. I like to hear mine. I like mine right out of the plate. Hallelujah. You know, y'all want them Krispy Kreme donuts with the hot light on. I have this person that always said, well, you know what? The hot light wasn't on. So my dad ain't good. I like the hot light on. Glory to God. Let's move on. Hallelujah. Her show came on Saturday at 12 Pacific, 2 o'clock Central, 3 o'clock Pacific.
3 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. And we're called the Hour of Power. I am the first hour, Prophet Martha Williams, Prophetic Corner Ministries. The show comes on at 3 o'clock Pacific, 4 o'clock Central, 5 o'clock Eastern Time every Sunday. And we're going to give you a 30-minute break. The next voice you will hear will be Voice of Truth Worldwide Ministries, Minister Elaine Jackson. Her show comes on at 3:30 Pacific, 5:30 Central, 6:30 Eastern Standard Time. I encourage you to go over and show Minister Elaine some love. She's also an author. And if you need to contact her, you can go on Facebook and contact her. And she will tell you how you can get her book. Because I tell you, the next one is coming out. So you want to make sure you done read this one and then get the next one, the next step. Glory to God. And if you move on up on Tuesday, Power Impact Team. Amen. Wow. Radio. One word from the Lord. Glory to God. Apostle Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. The show comes on every Tuesday at 6 Pacific, 8 Central, 9 Eastern Standard Time. I want you to tune in and hear a word from the Lord. Hallelujah. You need a mentor, a coach, a life coach, a marriage counselor. Hallelujah. A spiritual leader. Inbox them on Facebook. It'll be Prophetess Yvonne Rouse and Pastor Joseph Rouse. They will get back with you. Hallelujah. Glory to God. They won't just look at it and not call you. They're going to get in touch with you. They're going to ask you, can we call you? Hallelujah. Then that's your chance to say, yeah or nay. Hallelujah. But if I were you, I'd say, yeah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. And I also want to encourage you to partner. And in partnering, we're only asking for $25 or more. Come on and partner. And get what I get. Amen. Oh, man, I get some good stuff. You're missing it. Hallelujah. So come on and partner with us. And in partnering, you get many, many, many perks all the way from Monday all the way down to Sunday, and it starts all back over again. Hallelujah. Amen. Glory to God. I don't like to leave the show without giving the invitation of Christ. You know, make Jesus Lord of your life. Give him everything, amen, that he desires. Hallelujah, glory to God. And he'll give you your desires. He just wants you to come in and receive him. Hallelujah. Put away everything, amen, that you used to do and become a new creature in Christ. Glory to God. So I want you to pray the sinner's prayer. Hallelujah, with me, glory to God. The prayer of salvation. Say, Father, I am a sinner in need of a Savior. Come into my life, Lord. Make me, Lord God. Mold me, Father. Lord God, I repent of all my sins that I have committed. I give my life to you on this day. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Welcome to the body of Christ. You are now a blood-washed, born believer. Get into the Word of God. Read your Bible daily. Hallelujah. And get in a Bible-believing church where the Word of God is being taught. Hallelujah. Live and preach. Glory to God. Now I'm going to go ahead and do the benediction. We're going to get on out of here. Hallelujah. And now the benediction. Now unto him that is able to keep you from falling and to present you faultless before the presence of his glory with exceedingly joy, to the only wise God, our Savior, be glory and majesty, dominion and power, both now and ever. Amen, amen. And we'll see you back on next Sunday. Don't forget, go over and show Minister Elaine some love. You got 30-minute break. Get you some water, some juice, and go over and show us some love. We'll see you back on next Sunday. Amen.